So I'll just introduce him. So for those that don't know, I'm Tim Yotta with Viking Update and Scout.com. Every year, the Professional Football Writers Association hands out a Media Good Guy Award to the different one player from each of the different 32 NFL teams has chosen. Here in Minnesota, it's the Corey Stringer Good Guy Award. Corey was a tremendous player, but also a tremendous person. Always willing to give his time to the media. A lot of humor. And so I think that this year's recipient, Brian Robison, kind of embodies that same spirit. Always there in the locker room to help us out, give us some insight on the game of football, and also willing to do it with a lot of humor. So this year's 2014 Corey Stringer Good Guy Award goes to Brian Robison.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
So I didn't write a speech, but got a few things I want to say. First and foremost, I'm very appreciative of this award. It's named after a great guy. I've heard a lot of stories about him. He seemed like an awesome guy to be around. No matter who you were, he just seemed like a great guy. So I want to be very appreciative of that. Secondly, I've always known that you guys have a job to do, and it's hard for you guys to come into the locker room every day, especially after losses, and really interview us and try to get stories out of us. So I'm appreciative of the fact that I'm able to talk to you guys every week, get my face out there to the fans and things like that, because without you guys, the fans wouldn't know the type of person I am, the sense of humor I have. So without you guys, a lot of the fans wouldn't know exactly who, speaking third person here, who Brian Robison is. So I'm very appreciative of you guys. With that being said, this award will definitely go in the room with the rest of my NFL accolades, so it'll be in a room by itself, with that being said. We good? No questions today?
I got a question.
Sure. I gotta keep my time going here. I don't get this very often.
You mentioned after tough losses, I mean, you've always been, I've only been here a year, but you're always a go-to guy for me. I know you usually take a few minutes to get your thoughts together, but where did you kind of learn that after, a tough loss, to just kind of let everything sink in and give thoughtful answers when you might be irritated, mad, upset, any of those things?
Well, actually, I think the University of Texas, where I went to college, did a very good job of that, of teaching us, how to deal with media and stuff like that. And so for me, I was able to be blessed enough to go to a big college like that that had a lot of media in the locker rooms after a loss, after a win. And it just taught me that, if you want to be able to, kind of connect with the fans and have the fans see you in that type of light, no matter after it's a loss or a win, you want to convey the message, not only to the media, but to the fans, because y'all have a job to do and the fans want to know what you're thinking after a loss. They want to know what type of guy you are, all of those things. So, the media is really, an intricate role in how we, relate ourselves to the fans.
Pretty good with us, but this year in particular, did you, as you kind of grown into that leadership role among the team, did you feel like this was another part of that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's one thing to be in a locker room and be able to talk to guys and stuff like that, but at the same time, there's things that sometimes need to be said to the media that the outside world can see, and those things. And when you're a leader, sometimes you may not always say the right thing. You may not always say, the best thing that's good for the team. But as a leader, there's a lot of times that things need to be said. And so for me, it's really about just kind of being upfront and honest with you guys as much as I possibly can. Obviously, we've always got some things that that are said in the locker room and they stay in the locker room. But for you guys, I always try to be as upfront and honest with y'all as I possibly can.
When you're doing that, is it about sending a message to fans, or is there a part of that where you figure other players are reading the things that you're saying and trying to send a message to them?
Well, I think with the players, I think you can speak to them personally, but with the fans, I mean, a lot of times they need to hear that that we did not play our best ball, that we didn't get beat on the field, we just didn't tackle well, or we didn't do this, do that. There's a way to convey your message to the fans to let them know that, hey, we're not satisfied with the way this game went. We're going to try to get it fixed.
Brennan, I know you've always been very good to deal with, but how much of an influence were guys like Kevin, Pat Williams, even Jared, you know, over your career here just in helping you deal with media?
Big time. I mean, you know, especially Jared, Kevin, like you said, and even Chad Greenway. I mean, Greenway has always been a tremendous guy with you guys as well, and I believe he's a past award winner as well. So having those guys around, not only on the team, but right there next to my locker, hearing those guys speak all the time to you guys, you kind of get that, it kind of overflows to you, and it kind of gives you that same ability to be able to tell you guys kind of the same things.
Thanks, all right.
Thanks, guys.
Can you hold
it up again? Absolutely.
Can I ask you a football question?
Sure.
The importance of this week's game and just leaving a good taste in your mouth going into the offseason. Obviously, I don't imagine you want to finish with a three-game losing streak last in the division. Just talk about the importance of this game, momentum going forward and what have you.
Well, even though, you know, we're not playing for the playoffs, I think this game is just as important as any of them. You know, obviously, like you said, all those things, three-game skid, a division game. But we definitely do not want to end this season being winless in the division. We want to have a good taste going into the offseason. It gives us something to build on. And, you know, anytime you play a division rival at the end of the season and you have nothing to play for, you need to put it on the line. I mean, bottom line is because when you get these opportunities to go into an offseason, you do not want to go in the offseason with a loss, bad taste in your mouth, those type of things, because those things linger around for 3-4 months. Whereas if you can get a good taste in your mouth, it allows you to come back here and allow yourself to kind of look at that game and realize that you have a lot of stuff to build off of. And so we definitely need to make sure that we go out there, give it everything we've got this week, and you know, try to make sure that we get a win.
Okay, guys, Coach Jim will be right up.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it again. Thank you.